Hey guys!
Hi, we're back
with another episode. I feel like I say the same thing every time, but we are back with another episode.
This one is actually a requested topic. How do you stop being an angry person? So
yeah,
we thought about like our argument languages and wanted to share with you guys, coming from two formerly probably
very
still
angry people. Which now I'm kind of realizing maybe it's like generational trauma, but let's get into it. Okay, so how did you used to argue? Let's start from there.
Okay, I used to be a very emotional based person. I don't think I knew and was ever taught how to process my feelings.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't really know how I'm gonna do that for my children, but I think at least I'm aware that I need to figure it out based on each child. But very emotionally based, and I always thought about how someone made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it ever occurred to me how they felt.
Yeah.
Because it was just, I couldn't control or even have a grasp on my emotions, whether I'm sad or mad. And like I tell all my friends, like, I'm never just sad or mad. I'm, like, either very, very much depressed, and I'm not even sad. I'm, like, on another level, or I'm not mad. I'm on another level of anger, furious, that I couldn't control. So the moment I felt any of those feelings, I took it out on everyone. Like, if you can think of a fire spreading, that's me when I am angry. And it was, I can't imagine the trauma I brought into my sisters in my immediate family. Mm-hmm. Because of how unwell I was whenever I was angry. So I would only see red.
And this was like every time you got angry.
Every single time. And I think it was every single time until I was about 23 years old.
Okay, but like what made you angry?
Anything.
Okay.
It could be this one time my friend accidentally like threw a paper, like scrunched up paper at my head that he didn't mean to throw at my head. But oh my God, for the rest of the day, I was creating hell.
Wait, well, when was this? Like when you were young?
In my 20s. Like I'm the... I'm telling you, I was seeing red until it was like around 23. It didn't really click to me. I never thought about how somebody else felt or their perspective or their point of view. And maybe I was ignorant, but it was because I couldn't even get to that point because I couldn't control how I felt. I mean, it was even one of my really close friends, even to this day, he still brings up like, Jen hates U-turns. Because Jen bitched at me for not reading the GPS right for 45 minutes the rest of the time driving to Georgia State or home or whatever. We used to carpool a lot.
It's very intense.
It's intense. Like, I would, if you, like, something I didn't like, and I would tell somebody, and if it happens again, that's it. I'm blowing up. And it's very difficult for me because it's, but he always told me, you know, Jen, the way that you share with us, like you don't like something, it's always like, it's hard to take you seriously because of the way you said it.
Mm.
And then, because you're always joking, you're always a smiley person, we don't really realize like that's something that's going to cause you to blow up. Because if we knew that, we wouldn't do it. So I guess that was my way of communicating. I don't really know. But it could be the smallest thing to the biggest thing that made me very, very angry. I mean, I'm telling you, I was a really angry person. And like to the point where when I got angry, I was like so loud, you can hear me outside of the house.
I feel you.
I'm literally causing hell.
Everyone's a part of the fight.
Like, you're not even the reason I'm mad, but now you're eating the... you're having the short end of the stick. It was bad. I mean, I can't believe that some of the people are still in my life after seeing me in that.
What made you, like, what do you think made you be such an angry person?
I don't know.
You just was always like that for a while?
I think it was like, everyone thinks I'm such a happy person.
Mm.
But then no, maybe everybody had that expectation of me that, like, I couldn't even get upset. And when I did, it was crazy. I don't know. I still am trying to figure out the reason why I was so angry. But it really, maybe it was like first child thing where the world only revolved around me. I'm not sure. Okay, what about you?
I mean, I can agree to a lot of the things that you said because, like, my family actually joked about this recently where it's kind of like it's a ye anger thing because everyone on my dad's side of the family has this anger, and my sister and my brother and I have it. It's like this very intense sea red type of anger, and I was thinking about it on my drive here, and I realized, oh, this might actually be generational trauma that we're just passing along, but... very similar to what you said, you know, I reacted very emotionally. Everything was out of my emotions. I didn't have consideration for anyone else but myself. It was very much my way or the highway. And I think I enjoyed using that to my advantage. So it felt like I was in control. Mm. Also, just like a way I used to argue with people was I would raise my voice a lot. But to me, and I would have people tell me, like, can you stop yelling? Mm-hmm. But to me, I wasn't yelling. Mm-hmm. Like, my yelling is a lot louder than the way I'm talking to you right now. Mm-hmm. So that would always be my rebuttal. And it would just kind of be a cycle. But now I kind of realized, oh, that does come off as yelling. You know, it's not just a matter of passion. And it's not just me being. Yeah, I just say, like, I'm just a very passionate person. Or, like, this is just the way that I am when I'm upset. But, like, it is kind of, it is yelling, you mm-hmm. know, like, to a point. And people don't respond well to that. And it's still something that I struggle with sometimes, like if I get super upset. It's now I've managed to like kind of filter the situation so I don't get myself there, but it's still something that I have to remind myself, oh, like you can talk to people in a normal tone. Mm-hmm. So that being said, how do you argue now?
Well, I'm a lot more logical now in a sense of, I just use my feelings to try to be more understanding and have an open space for the other person to share so I can hear their perspective before jumping the gun and just like seeing red or just being upset or assuming like someone did something to, I don't know, be against me. Yeah. It was like, it always felt like me versus the world.
I feel you.
So it was just like trying not to put myself in that position. So I am a lot calmer, and it took me a couple years to be more fluid to hear other people's perspective because I am a like A to B person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are like A, Z, Q, R, S, B, you know? So it takes them a while to get to wherever I'm at. And I'm referring mostly to my family because those are the people that get the back end of my anger the most. And so I just try to be the most understanding to at least my loved ones, even if I want to be angry with road rage to a random stranger. I try not to do that with my own family, at least, because I know their intention isn't to hurt me. And I try to remind myself that, like, they love me. They would never do this on purpose. Like, they would never do anything to really hurt me on purpose. It's not their intention. Like I try to give people the benefit of the doubt now because I didn't even have that voice a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And so the hardest part for me is trying to lower my expectation of people because I noticed that just because I do a certain thing doesn't mean everyone's going to be like me. Mm-hmm. So I try to do that and having a full grasp on what my ethics and values are and understanding that other people's ethics and values are not the same or they don't have it as a top priority on their value list as much as I do. And like, for example, one of my top values is like, don't the golden rule, of course, is to do onto others like you would want them to do on upon yourself. And so that, and I had to learn how to forgive. It's hard to let it go.
Oh yeah, letting go is hard. It's like a conscious thing you have to do.
You have to let it go. I mean, breathing exercises, my aunt would be like, every single time you're angry, drink a glass of water.
Oh, that's good.
And do not talk until you're done with your water. So then you don't have any choice but, like, drink water, keep calm. Just try to keep your cool.
That's and good advice, actually.
Yeah. Do I do it often? No. But did it help in those situations? Yes. So that was that. But that's kind of how I argue now. I don't really raise my voice. And honestly, my husband plays a huge part of that because gets triggered. He's like, you're making me feel like how my mom yells at me.
Mm-hmm.
Like raising the roof with my voice. And he's just like, you don't have to get that far. And I'm like, I don't realize I'm raising my voice. Mm-hmm. Not that I argue back with him. I'm not yelling. But I didn't realize I really got that loud.
Mm-hmm.
Until he, once I keep on poking the bear, mm-hmm. he gets louder than me. And I'm like, okay, like a kitten. I effed up. But that's kind of my argument language now. I mean, he definitely helped me calm down. And I will say now, having a child, he said, like, I'm even more patient than I've ever been.
Because you have to be.
and it's because I try to be as most understanding to someone that a baby that can't speak, that can't share how they feel. So you just try your best to be as patient as possible.
Yeah.
And I think being a mom really helped me be a lot more understanding.
Oh, I definitely can attest to that. Being a mom definitely helps you reevaluate yourself in many ways. But I also agree, meeting my husband, it was the first time where I was able to not argue the way I used to.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's you finally, it clicks and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this with you, mm-hmm. you know? And so.
And you know, I never realized like this is me disrespecting my partner.
Yeah.
Until I was with my partner. Yeah. Like until I'm with my husband now and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to disrespect you like that. And but it's also crazy, like, oh, wow, I can tell you how I'm feeling, and I don't have to raise my voice. That's crazy.
Or like, oh, my God, you can completely validate, like, what I'm feeling, and we can find a solution, like. Without me going crazy, like, oh, my God, we're not doing these screaming matches. Like, we can just sit down and talk, and I still feel safe and loved
mm-hmm.
while having this conversation. I think the right partner definitely does a lot to your communication and how you argue, especially.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, now that we're talking about it, I think being an angry person is very much, for me at least, comes from a selfish place.
Mm-hmm.
As to how angry I am, if that makes sense. So how I argue now, I try to find a solution rather than going in circles. Mm-hmm. And I say it's being angry is kind of selfish place because I think I used to love sitting in that anger. Like, I did not want to let that anger go. Mm-hmm. We're going to go all day.
It's a pride thing.
It's a pride thing, yeah. Like, we're literally going to go all day because I'm not going to let this go, which ultimately hurts me because it ruins my day. Mm-hmm. Not just your day, but it's ruining my day. I'm not getting anything done. And I'm, like, allowing myself – not even allowing. It's kind of like – I'm trying to win, and I'm not letting myself get out of it.
It's like, I'm right, you're wrong, and you better admit it.
Yeah. Or like, you need to do something to get me out, which mm-hmm. is so unfair because it's essentially my problem that I need to let go of, being that angry. So I think trying to find a solution has helped a lot because then you don't go around in circles and basically waste your entire time. That being said, communication is key. Mm-hmm. So being honest and vulnerable, you know, we learned this in couples therapy to speak from a I and me standpoint. So it's like, I feel like or this made me feel hurt or upset, rather than you did XYZ or you did something wrong. And that has helped us a lot. This is something that we don't do often, but we have done like a couple of times, and it's helped. And I've seen it online. Someone's mentioned it. It's the down to the floor method. So if it's super heated and you guys are, there's no rationalization between you guys go down to the floor.
You guys just lay down.
Yeah. Or usually Alex will take the first step, because he has a lot more, he leads us in that aspect. So it's very hard to argue with someone in a, from an angry place if they're laying on the floor staring up at you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard not to laugh, kind of.
Yeah.
And it helps you guys kind of get over the initial, it just helps de-escalate the situation. Or for me, this helps the touch method. So it's actually a lot harder to stay angry at someone and yell if you guys are having physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps. So that's kind of what we do to kind of de-escalate situations, because sometimes you can't help but just get really freaking heated.
Kat and I used to do timeout.
So, oh, when you guys take a break?
Yeah. Whoever says timeout first, because they realize like we're not getting anywhere, uh-huh. we're not in a good place. You know, whatever. We don't want to say anything we regret. Whoever says timeout first, they get to start the conversation when they're ready again.
Yeah, that doesn't work for us.
It does for me and Cobb, because I'm the type where I have to tell you how I feel
uh-huh.
right now. But then Cobb's like that. Cobb's like, we have to fix it right now.
Yeah.
And I'm the type where I have to calm down, or I'm going to say a lot of things that are really mean. Mm-hmm. And cutthroat and not okay and very disrespectful. And so I need time. And so the timeouts really help me. And sometimes he'll say timeout, and then I try to get
him. Oh, I know.
Like, okay, I'm okay now. Like, sorry. But I mean, that method has really helped us, because we have two different types of, like, how we like to resolve yeah. things.
No, that is helpful. I think we've done that, like, maybe once, but
it's hard.
It's hard kind of walking away when both of you are heated. So just to close it off, how would you resolve your issues, friends versus partners?
I actually heard this advice 2 years ago at my friend's 40th birthday. And this couple was telling us that they argue like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
So when you normally with your female or male best friend, you would think about how you want to share with them, think about how they hurt your feelings or whatever, you don't like something. And then you would try to tell them in a way that you don't want to lose your best friend, but also be considerate of their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they said like a lot of times couples cross the line because they get too comfortable.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
So, yes, and I'm sure I have crossed that line many times. So then I try to argue with Kyle, like, you're my best friend. You know, I try to be considerate of your feelings. I don't want to lose this friendship between us. So I share in that type of sense when I argue with him, even if we agree to disagree. And so I do that with my friends, and I do that with my partner now. Because of that advice. And it's been really helpful, because it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you treat your partner
the worst?
Yeah, the worst type of argument when they're literally your best, like your life partner, your best friend. But I would treat my girlfriends completely different and validate their feelings, but I'm not validating my partner's. It's just not right. So that's what I do. What about you?
I think just the main thing is, remember that these people love you, regardless of if it's friends or partners, and they're not out to get you. Because I think my issue stemmed with both. Mm-hmm. And I would find a way to kind of be on the fight defense for everyone. So it's just like, if they're in your life and they've never given you a reason to doubt them, just trust that it's coming from love.
Yeah.
And whatever, you know, like negative things you're coming up in your head, that's not true.
So. Makes total sense.
Yeah, that's, and just to be honest.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. Looking at your partner like they're your best friend, because you do have a tendency to treat your partner the worst out of everyone when yeah. you're upset.
Because so. You know they're not going to leave you.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
It's not fair and it's not right.
Yeah.
Well, that is all the time we have today. Mm-hmm. I know it's a short episode, but we can't wait to hear from you guys next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.